Hello, 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 everyone. Greetings. Good day, good day, good day, good day. Thank you so much for joining me for the supportive practice and the weekly message on this audio. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to be here with you today. I feel this really loving, lovely energy moving through my body. So I'm really just feeling ready to channel this loving, supportive message for you. Today I'm going to be doing a prayer, which is about self-love, this idea of self-love. And I know that it is not always easy to do. Yeah, I have to giggle about that one because boy, oh boy, has that been a journey for me to come into a place of being self-loving with myself. I certainly did not start, well, I think I did start more self-loving in this life, and over time started to diminish my ability to do so. I literally began to become more self-abusive, self-critical, and self-persecution was probably the greatest thing I was doing. I had this deep wound inside myself that said that whatever I did was simply not enough, and I wasn't allowed to make mistakes. I needed to be perfect. And how many of you out there sometimes feel like you need to be perfect to meet this imaginary bar, this perfection bar that does not exist, and that if suddenly you finally reach it, you'll feel what? You'll feel happy. You'll feel more peace. You'll feel more loved. And what does perfection even mean, right? It's like, what is that even about? What, you have to look a certain way, you have to be a certain way, you have to have a right amount of money, people need to like you a lot, your job has to be the right job, the job that everybody else thinks, wow, great job, you have a great job, your hair looks great, your clothes are great. How exhausting is what I just shared with you? Holy moly. It's exhausting, right? I know I can't do it anymore. I simply cannot. It seems like on my journey of healing myself over these last many years, I have each year come to a greater realization that the most important thing is to like myself, number one, to come into liking myself, which I'm not saying it's always easy to do, but to see that everything about me, every part of me is me. And there is no one else like me on this planet. And I am my own unique divine expression. And I am like no one else. And when I think that way, it gives me some sort of sense of calm inside. Like there's no way I could even try to compare myself to someone else or want to be a certain way like someone else or try to meet some sort of imaginary bar of perfection when inside myself, I have this deep understanding and awareness that I, just as I am, this unique divine expression, am enough. It's just this really profound truth that I've more and more deepened over time. So I'd like for you as well to take a deep breath right now. Close your eyes. Take this deep breath with me. Once more. By me simply sharing this message so far, you might have already started to notice that there's some part of you that's coming forward that says, no, I am not lovable as I am. There's something I still need to do to become this way. For me to become okay with this part of myself, this is what you're saying to yourself right now. I need to raise my bar. I need to be better. Look at my friend over there. Look at my parents over there. They're better than me. Is this a practice of being self-loving? No. So we're talking about primarily perfectionism today. This idea of perfectionism. That if I just do enough, if I just strive hard enough, if I just look good enough, then I now can be self-loving. I now can love myself. And the ego loves this. The ego, E-G-O, edging your God, Goddess self out. Your ego is not your amigo. Your ego doesn't want you to know that you can love yourself right now, today, just as you are, and you don't have to do anything to be loving to yourself. You are as you are enough. And all the past and all the history and whatever else you've got in your mind that maybe still kind of cluttered in there, telling you these other messages, simply are not true. They are past recordings of another time that are not happening right now. And they're telling you these messages from the past that, as far as you can tell, that's not the way it works on this planet. You have to do something. You have to become something. You have to be great. You have to be amazing. And then you can feel loved. Then you can be loved by you. And sometimes we feel so tired from this. So incredibly tired. Do you ever go to bed and you just feel like, gosh, I did so much today. I should be really happy for myself. I got a lot done, accomplished a lot, and I still feel tired. I still feel exhausted. I don't feel at peace. I don't feel happy. In fact, when I felt peaceful and happy when I accomplished something today, it was so temporary. I felt it for a few seconds and it just went away. It just like left my consciousness right after I felt it. It was like a few minutes. And then suddenly I felt, again, tired and depleted. Because we're striving for something that's not real. You're not going to find yourself in the doing energy. You're going to find yourself in the being energy. Being as you are, just being as you are. I know you've heard this, just be. Just let it be. That beautiful song, Let It Be. Let yourself be. Easier said than done, yes. And simple, effective, and powerful. So powerful. It is a powerful practice to start to just let yourself off the hook. Let it be okay that sometimes you make mistakes. Let it be okay that you don't look like someone else next to you, because there is no one else that looks like you next to you, because you are you and no one is you. It's your own unique divine expression. And you, as you are so wonderful because there is nobody else that is you. That's profound. So let's celebrate ourselves as we are, free of the doing energy, free of perfectionism. Let yourself off the hook. Please join me in this prayer. Thank you so much. I want to help us to ground into these truths and set ourselves free from perfectionism, from the doing, the trying, the pushing to find happiness and peace. It doesn't work like that. All that brings you maybe a temporary sense of peace, and it drifts away. True self-love comes within your heart. It's always there. It's always available. So taking that deep breath, once more, and one more time. Letting it go on the out breath, please make a sound. Thank you, thank you. Bringing all your attention, your awareness now into your heart, where true love exists. Bringing all your attention, your awareness to your heart. Feel into your heart space right now. Feel into its magnitude, its electricity, the light, the energy. Feel it all. If you start to feel sadness, if you don't feel the things I just described, it's all okay. Just let it be okay. This might be new for you. Whatever you're feeling is appropriate. There is no wrong or right way to feel here. If you can, stay in the space and behind your heart. Well, right now we're in our hearts, and there's this beautiful sacred space that's behind your heart as well. It is
where your soul resides. If you can take that step back behind your heart, that is also very powerful and beneficial right now. So powerful. So residing in your heart, taking that step back into that tranquil, sacred, powerful space, again, where true love, the truth, and true love resides. You have full connection to your heart here in this place behind your heart. Full, powerful, intense connection. Beautiful. Thank you. Moving into prayer. So I thank you, I thank you, I thank you so much, Mother, Father, God, for this beautiful, radiant, blessed day. For I know on this radiant, blessed day that I get to be me as I am. I ask you, please, I ask for your assistance to help me remember that me as I am is enough. I don't have to do anything to become it. I just am it. I am this beautiful, radiant, loving energy that I feel right now inside my heart, behind my heart, where my soul resides. I feel light. I feel love. This love is me. Please help me be this love consistently in my life and help me let go of anything and everything that is standing in the way of me remembering this. Remembering that I don't have to try. I don't have to push. I don't need to become something, do something to feel this love, this self-loving energy. I can love myself right now, today. Help me let go of this imaginary bar, this perfectionism bar that I think that some point I will reach it and then I will feel it. I will finally feel peace. I will finally feel loved. Mother, Father, God, I'm so tired. I'm so tired of this. I am ready to surrender to you all my suffering in regards to this energy of trying to be perfect. I surrender it to you now. Please, I ask you for a divine, blessed intervention. Step into my life. Help me remember to remember the truth consistently, that the love I seek, it is within me. It's always within me. There is no lack of it. Sometimes I think so because I'm not remembering this. I remember this right now, and with your help moving forward, with the courage and the support and the encouragement I so know I will need, I believe I can steepen this truth. Stay in this truth, reside in this truth, live this truth, and be the me I came here to be, free, free of all that is not me. Be my true self. I'm so grateful. Thank you, Mother, Father, God. I'm so grateful. Thank you for this. And with these words, I say, and so it is. Thank you. Taking a slow and deep breath. Once more. Really let it go on the out breath. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. I'm so grateful to be here with you all, sending you my love, my blessings. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.